Niggas is feeble, I'm calm but violent like Ben Siegel. I'm anti-evil, plus I touch a desert eagle. My life's illegal, slaves and prisons are equal. The devil's lethal, he killed 100 million people. I'm Darkman, Iceman, Lai, Wu-Tang Clan, Trafficante, Sensei, Caprende. My Marine Corps, straight from the Trojan War. Black cape crusader, trapdoor, flamethrower. Stuck a chain store when I was dirt poor for my reward. Next week the Germans had me on the bulletin board. I beat that case, they couldn't identify my face. Triple darkness, silence, I have to erase. Me and my Wu pirates start riots with Osiris. Math, I apply it, kill you, but I'm quiet. Respect the habit, it's love or law. Shine like a shooting star, sting with the cobra claw. What? Boom, world order. Boom, world order. Boom, world order.
I'd rather have a world order than a new world order. Why can't we just have a V world order? I know you guys are on board with that. Yeah, anyways, all right, this is the River of Hardcore. We're coming back from break. I'm going to speak in my NPR voice, and hopefully we will get a few more of you people to come on board and speak to us and have, you know, some good conversation, because, you know, that's what it's all about. No, Luca's bringing the nerd out of me and my childhood memories, and that
you like, started it. You started it.
It really stands out to me. Dr. Mirage, Image Comics. He had a servant who locked himself in this one episode. He locked himself into a bathroom, and. Somehow he stayed in there for days, and the only entertainment he had was to read the labels of everything in the bathroom. Dr. Mirage was a rich guy, so he knows a lot of product in there. And he came out terrified, not wanting to ever shower again, not ever wanting to use any of these products on himself again. Now, that prompted Luca to say something, and I'm definitely curious as to what the hell it is that I remind you of that we're segueing into.
This goes in line with what you are desperately trying to share with other people as far as voice to skull or as far as trauma goes. This is my spin on it, because this is what I lived. I'm going to call this trust.
Uh-huh. Okay?
It's called trust. Nothing else. Just that word. Because I had an incident when I was 4-stage cancer, when my body was ready to give out and I didn't know why. Your heart is pounding out of your chest. You're sitting there doing nothing in your lazy boy, and all you're hearing is the pounding of your heart. Turned out that my blood oxygen level was so low that the nurse just told me, you can either sit there and you'll die either today or tomorrow or next week, or go to the, you know, ER right now. I was down five transfusions they did before the operation. So that's how low I was.
Wait, why not just give you an oxygen tank?
What's that?
Why not just give you an oxygen tank?
Oh, they knew what they were doing. I don't know. I was so far gone that my body could no longer replenish the blood I was peeing out for months. So it had to end somewhere, and that's where it ended. But I thought I was going to be okay after taking a shower. Well, lo and behold, when I went and took a shower, talk about trauma. What happens is that your heart needs to pump even more because of the heat. Because of all that, because of your movement.
I almost
had a heart attack.
Worse covered.
I came so close to getting a heart attack. I had to kneel down. I was getting dry heaves. I swore I'd never go in the shower again. Then I blacked out from that. To coming home and sitting in the same lazy boy for, I'd say, about a month and a half before I took a shower. Listen to this one, okay? This is the truth. Your genitals no longer work because you have a bag. Okay. Mm-hmm. Your anus no longer works because you have a bag on the other side for the stuff coming out. So you have two bags. And I had to learn about trust for that long of a time. No, your instinct is going, no, don't worry about it. And I got to take a shower. No, don't worry about it. Every single time I thought about it, it was like a voice saying, don't worry about it. Forget it. You'll be all right. Uh-huh. Day after day after day after day, no shower at all. And that was the law. And I don't know why. And I found out it was because I was going through my trauma. My trauma experience of the shower would not let me even go close to the bathroom for that. And I didn't need to because I couldn't move anyway. So I was stuck in that lazy boy for that length of time. Just something I wanted to share because you said shower and it was like, you know. But you touched on being bombarded earlier.
Well, before we get to that point, I feel as though I'm not going to be able to match that situation, but I had an experience that when I was a teenager, okay, it's very common for teens to have skin problems. Me, I had, you know, I maybe had maybe like three, maybe four pimples my entire teen years. I'm very fortunate for that. But being a black man, I also had the same condition as Michael Jackson. I had a mild version of it. The thing is, I would wash my face, the skin over my nose, and underneath my eyes and around my mouth would turn pink or white. And I washed my face. You know, what's wrong with my face? What's wrong with me? It looked like I had a giant butterfly across my face. Something told me to stop washing my face. I stopped washing my face. The skin color came back. You know, the brown, it went from white to light pink to a light brown, back to the brown. And I'm going to tell you, washing my face as a teenager, not a priority. I stopped washing my face as a teenager.
Mm.
I never had that issue ever again.
Mm.
I can wash my face now. I don't have that issue. I literally cured the whole Michael Jackson white skin thing by just letting my skin accept my dead skin cells as a layer to protect me. That layer of dead skin cells gave me, I don't know, enough whatever I needed, enough to repair my own skin condition naturally.
Yeah.
I was so embarrassed as a teenager. I was so, you could not imagine the embarrassment of having the splotched white butterfly on my face.
Mm. Okay, take another embarrassment.
I stopped using product on my face.
Foot odor. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I had a problem with foot odor all my life. For some reason, my feet were really, really warm, mm-hmm. and I would get cracks, and then it would bleed, and then it would heal, and then it would crack again, constantly. And the smell, you can imagine. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that was my problem for a long time in my life. And one person came up to me one time and said, Luca, coconut oil. And I said, what? Coconut oil. Put it on. Every time you take a shower when your feet are still wet, put that on. Coconut oil. Solve the problem. Never again. Can you imagine?
And coconut oil is something you're going to hear every black person in the world tell you is the cure to your skin problem.
And you look at Big Pharma with the volume off on the TV, and they're trying to tell you that there's nothing but this product that helps to cure that. And coconut oil is really good for your hair, too. It's good for skin conditions. It's good for rashes. It's good for, you know, just if you really, really have a bad itch somewhere, that calms it down instantly. It's things like that that they don't want us to know because it's not about our health and it never was.
Mm-hmm.
So they bombard us, right?
Well, the thing is, how does a person go from experiencing, I guess we'll call it that, experiencing, you know, this whole, and I'm trying to find the name of it, and I'm being, my own internet service is blocking me everywhere, just trying to look up the word, because they want me to look stupid on the air. What was the name of Michael Jackson's condition? It was vitiligo. There we go. I literally had vitiligo. But because I stopped myself from using industry products, I cured myself of vitiligo.
Bingo. Yep. It's your body's reaction to Big Pharma and to the stuff that's not good for you. Yeah. If you listen to it. See, most people don't. Most people don't even listen. They don't even trust their own voice. They don't even recognize their own voice or their own intuition. That comes just that's a gift of spirituality.
Well, I get compliments about how pretty my skin is. Now, I mean, right now as an adult. But do you think I would be getting those compliments if I continued scrubbing the hell? And I'm telling you, every time I scrub my face, the splotch got bigger. Bigger and bigger across my face. And so that tells you right there. It's science and this whole social thing. It is the social engineering aspect that influences the science. They say, oh, follow science. Mm-hmm. Well, you follow science and I find social influence. Because if I continued having to be, you know, I still, of course, I still showered. Of course, I was girl crazy. Of course, I'm a teenager, I'm girl crazy. I'm going to be smelling good and doing all that stuff, you know. But as far as my face was concerned, no more washing. No more. I literally went several years without washing my face.
Mm, I mean,
besides the, you know, wiping of the eyes and nose and things like that, normal stuff. I literally went for like 5 years without washing my face. And it cured my vitiligo.
I got another one, V. I don't want to interrupt you, but I got another good one. When I was doing the Sweat Lodge ceremonies, mm-hmm. I had a problem with they call it baby skull cap or whatever they call that. You know, it's not psoriasis. Whatever you call that from the scalp. Mm-hmm. It's actually stuff that grows inside your scalp and it stays there. And mm-hmm. I had a problem with that. Guy, the head of the ceremony looks at me.
Mm-hmm.
He looks at the top of my head. He looks at me. He looks at the top of my head again. He's got a bottle that he had with him. Bear grease. Put that on your head. Put that on where it hurts. And give it to Robert next to you. And pass it around. You people, put this on you where it hurts or where you have problems and where you want to be healed.
Uh-huh.
That's what he said. I put it on. I put a whole, a lot of it on. It was like really, it's grease. It's like handling car grease. That's what it felt like. Mm-hmm. And that's what it looked like too. It's bear grease. Nothing mm-hmm. more natural than that. And we did the ceremony and it was forgotten. And he said, don't wash your hair for a week. And I never washed my hair anyway for 6 months or so because mm-hmm. I really believed in it. Gone. Disappeared. And he said, it's not the bear grease. It's not the bear grease. It's your trust and your belief in it.
Well, and see, we're just bouncing off each other like racquetball here. Growing up, the obsession of being clean and stuff like that. Even my older sister, if I wasn't showered right, I guess what? You showered again and you're covered up in Vaseline, shiny like one of those blackface dolls. cleanliness, my mom and my sister, OCD clean freaks. So that took a toll on me. The constant washing and just everything. I had bad dandruff. Horrible dandruff as a teenager. Once again, I gotta go back 20 years. Horrible dandruff. Horrible. I'm washing my hair every day, sometimes two times a day. And my mom, my dad who cut my hair, it's dandruff. It's horrible. It's horrible. It's horrible. And my mom, I got accused of not, like, showering. Like, did you shower? Did you shower? I got harassed for showering. Yes. But this dandruff was so bad. It was so bad. It took. I'll never forget him. My principal at my junior high school was a black man. He was the principal, and he took over the black education class when February came along. And he explained something to me that blew me away. He was like, we're not supposed to do everything like everybody else. You're not supposed to wash your hair every day. Your hair has natural oils. Your skin has natural oils that it needs to put out to protect you. You're not supposed to wash your hair every day. That's for white people. Don't do that. And, it got to the point where I washed my hair once a week. Dandruff, bye-bye. My skin wasn't dying, cracking, and peeling. Once every two to four times a month, wash my hair, and my skin was fine. I had no more problems with dandruff.
It's our body telling us it's poison.
It's poison. It really is. The stuff that we're putting on us and the level in which we put it on us. And, like I said, it's not fun being raised by a mom who is clean freak and then having an OCD daughter who's obviously clean freak. So I'm just disgusting to I'm looked at as the goblin troll. That's disgusting. But it took me backing away from them and their habits to get healthy. It literally took that to get healthy, for my body to be healthy. So I know we're just bouncing all over the place here. I do apologize to everybody, but I'm a public figure, and I'm going to tell you guys what I know. And everything I've been through, because I want you guys to learn. And it's something it ashiness. I don't know if you guys know the Bill Burr joke about this, but yes, white people, yes, you get ashy too. Your skin's dry. you know, just take your hand, just bear claw, and scrape down your forearm. You see the white lines? That's ash. That means your skin's dry. You're ashy. Don't make fun of a black person if he's got, like, this chalky look to him. His skin's dry. You can see it. But you also get it, too, and you live with it because you can't see it. We need a little bit more moisture to your skin. That's all. I feel like I'm going to bust out a Chris Rock joke or something here. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, these differences between us is only, you know, people say it's only cultural, but it's climactic. You know, different regions of the planet we've had to adjust to. You know, no one's more dirty or disgusting than anybody else for their practices that make them healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Especially that's natural. Now, I know there's some unnatural stuff that's going on, like with the vaccines and the AIDS. What's going on? You know, we got Ukraine. And I want to make this a double segue. For those of y'all who do not remember, back in the day, 9 years ago, Will Smith slapped a Ukrainian reporter for kissing him on the cheek. And so, Luca, please take it away.
Take it away where?
I put a double segue on you. So okay. We got Ukraine, we got the vaccine.
No. Well, I want to answer what you said first because you were talking natural and unnatural.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Everything, if you notice, indirectly or directly, absolutely everything that you're going to be talking about has to do with either natural or unnatural, which means patriarchy or matriarchy. And I swear to God, they either fall one or the other category. There's no middle of the road. There isn't. From the Ukraine and what's going on there to what Biden did and what Biden's doing now and the three screw-ups that he did live on TV, and then the White House has to run, you know, and do damage control running behind him. All these things, it's all patriarchy that's going on. And I'm living matriarchy because I'm learning about what the education system did to the natives, and I'm learning to what let's use that example, let's use that model of education and use it for the public education system, and that's what they did. Mm-hmm. It's an offshoot of the residential school because mm-hmm. you don't want to teach the Indian how to be successful and how to be, you know, a lawyer, and that you just want to teach them how to be able to be smart enough to do what the boss tells you, because they don't want thinkers, they want workers, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing as today. That's why we're being bombarded with so many unnatural things like vaccinations, like video games, like chemtrails, organized religion, GMOs, chemicals. Whoa. Chemicals back, from food, you know?
Back off of video games, man.
Peer pressure. Peer pressure is enough to have people suicide themselves.
Yeah.
There's big pharma. There's money problems. There's mainstream media, television. Yeah. Right? Environmental disasters, disconnection from nature. That's where my specialty is. And we'll get on that on another show. But the disconnection from nature is the problem.
Well, but the thing is, and when I say back off from video games, man, there is a certain level of augmentation. But you got to look at who's controlling everything, because you're going to have augmentation for some and poison for others. I can tell you, when it comes to video games, Lord, I'm a genius. I can do these because I've been playing hyper game theory for a long time. As a target individual, there's this thing called hyper game theory, where you have somebody else controlling your social, political, and monetary situations. You're a rat in a maze. They choose to open the doors, close the doors. You have traps that you got to get through alive. And that's hypergame theory. Now, I stacked my hyper game theory on top of their hyper game theory and seeing what they do. Because I rose to that level.
Drum roll.
But no drum roll. But it's just, so you have these certain situations in which, because I don't know what you were going to say about, you know, the whole theory of the weak die, the strong survive. You know, you got a lot of nowadays the smart survive. I forget whether you're strong or weak, the smart survive. And so I'm not vaccinated, nor have I ever caught any form of COVID. So where am I going to be? Where are you going to be here in the future when you got all these people with ailments? Okay? With ailments, because they have lowered immune deficiency. Okay? Lowered immune strengths, I should have said. You know, I still have to procreate. Okay? I gotta get... I plan on having 20, 30 kids.
There we go.
Because, I mean, we're gonna lose 2 billion people on the planet easy like that. Because they believed in the Kool-Aid and they drank it. But I want to also be able to live long enough and educate my children so they have their sovereignty, so they can have their clan name, their political power over the land they control. Because that's the only way we're going to get things back. That's the only way the elites see things. That's how the game is played. I mean, aside from that, I can just raise a bunch of, you know, foot ninja clan, you know, assassins. Which I'm tempted, you know, I play with that thought all the time. Maybe I should just, you know, forget a cult. We need a clan of assassins that can go and free the world. That's what the CIA was supposed to be, by the way, but they turned on you.
Mm.
They turned on us.
Don't get me started on that one.
Oh, I'll get you started. Let's go.
This is what I loved about the Matrix movie. You have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged.
Ready.
And many of them are so injured, so helplessly dependent on the system that they'll fight to protect it.
Yeah.
That's my family right there. My family threw me out. They shunned me for doing what I'm doing, for questioning, for not taking the vaccine, for knowing what your government is up to. Oh, heaven forbid. You can't have that.
You're so on it. You're so on it. You know what? I can't even, you know, I would like to get you connected. I'm going to get you connected with Thomas Althaus. And, you know what? I want to get a lawyer. I looked at most of his legal paperwork. It looks legit to me. This is the original creator of the Immortals. So-called The Matrix. The original writer. His work was stolen from him. I'm going to get you connected. But, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Left the keys in the van, with a guy in each hand. Went up in Eastland, shot a policeman. Peace plan, citizen bystands. In my hands, it's your lifespan. If it what your life's worth, this money is twice then. Grab a couple grand and lay up in Iceland. See, I'm a nice man, but money turned me to Satan. I'm thirsty, but it's green, so bad I'm dehydrating. Hurry up with the cash, bitch, got a ride waiting. Shot a man twice in the back when he tried skating. Want the whole pie, I won't be denied Nathan. Maybe I'm
yeah. You know what, guys? You know, the level of censorship that I go through, I don't actually do on the spot research to do the show. I don't. But if a word escapes me, I will do something on the computer to try to find that word. And you know, when I was talking about my skin condition, vitiligo, I typed in Michael Jackson's skin condition in the search engine, and Google's telling me, "Oh, your search engine query is suspicious. We need to do a CAPTCHA on you." And that's when I get those endless CAPTCHAs. It's not like, "Oh, find the bike, find the fire hydrant." It doesn't matter if you get it perfect. You'll get an endless amount of them. And this happens to me only while I'm on the air, so that I don't get that information out to you guys, or I look stupid. So when a word escapes me, I know better now. I'm going to go to DuckDuckGo, because I put in Michael Jackson's skin condition, and it immediately comes up on DuckDuckGo. Thank you, DuckDuckGo, because Google belongs to CIA Nazis that we all need to be fighting against. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, vitiligo. I'm so I have so much swimming in my head, so much knowledge. I can't just query it as fast as a computer. I'm a damaged human being. I've been through hell. All right, I can't just get it as fast as a computer can. But vitiligo was what I was looking for, and there it is. There's my experience. And so, yes, we're having good discussions on the show here, and I want to get back to Luca here, because I know we got things going on in the world. We got what Putin says. We got what what's going on. It's just, I don't even want to segue. Go ahead, Luca. Just go ahead and tell us what the deal is.
Well, I want to do a little background first, because when you care about something, you make sure it develops properly, right? When you care about somebody, when you're in a relationship with them, you work for them. You work so that you become a better person. You work on how you can make yourself better for them. And you always study what they want from you, you know, or what, where they want to go. And that's what we should be doing for each other, right? So this is what I'm doing. When I think of being live like we are right now during the week, I say to myself, what can I, you know, what can I say that would interest people? What can, you know, what can we talk about? What are the subjects? This is one of them. So I did my homework. Oh, yeah. 36 slides that I screenshotted on my iPhone. I swear to God, I couldn't move my wrist for about an hour after that, because I sat through his speech, through Putin's speech in its entirety, all 36 minutes of it, and it was like one screenshot, like after another, because I wanted to make sure I understood everything. And I'm going to read you what Putin says, and it's funny, Assad is kind of the same way, and I'm going to segue to him after that if you want. This is a quote from Putin. The truth is that the problems faced by millions of people in the West are the result of many years of actions. Listen carefully. Many years of actions by the ruling elite of your respective countries, their mistakes, their short-sighted policies and ambitions. This elite is not thinking about how to improve the lives of their citizens in Western countries. They are obsessed with their own self-serving interests and super profits. Earlier on in the beginning, he says, and he's polite because he says there was a network of laboratories in Ukraine. I counted 40, but he's being honorable. He's being nice. He's saying dozens of laboratories in the Ukraine where military biological programs were conducted under the guidance and with the financial support of the Pentagon, including experiments with coronavirus strains, anthrax, cholera, African swine fever, and a lot of other deadly diseases. Frantic attempts are being made now to conceal traces of these secret programs. However, we have the grounds to assume that components of biological weapons were being created in direct proximity to Russia on the territory of Ukraine. So that's what Putin said.
I don't think, you know what, just go into that. I don't think people understand how important that is, because history will always show the winner side as being the righteous one. But here we have somebody, and I've been on Putin's side this whole time. I know there's a lot of people pissed at me for that, but Putin is doing what he's supposed to be doing when it comes to an invading force encroaching upon his territory. We already have that woman saying, oh, we're working for the New World Order.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't exactly sit well with Putin and the Russians and anybody else who hasn't been completely taken over by the Rothschild banking system.
I think there's two schools of thought on that. There's one which I can entertain, both of them. One is that Putin is lifting up his third finger to the Rothschild and to the New World Order and bombing the parts of Ukraine, because Ukrainian or American, if you don't expose your government for what they're doing, then you suffer the consequences. That school of thought. And then the other one that says what I think I'm leaning towards a bit more is that, you know, he's a leader of a country like all the other ones, and there is Rothschild banks in central banks in Russia. And if he doesn't do what he's told to do to start World War III, which is what they want, then he's going to be replaced or whatever. I think that's more likely what I think is the solution, is what's going on. But that's just me. It's so hard to guess, because a tyrant will lie to you twice and then encourage a heated discussion on which one of the lies are true, you know?
I'm not just here to tell you that he's a benevolent saint, but any chance, I mean, the CIA has used Russia as a blank check to do everything and anything that they wanted to do. Damn everybody else, so many victims in the path of the agenda of the CIA. And here we have, and I've studied the covert science. I've studied how the development went through the Cold War. Russia went defensive, while the United States went offensive.
I got to tell you what Assad said before I let you go.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you what Assad said, because he's mirroring what you're saying. This is a quote. The West have shown that they have neither friend or foe. They only have one enemy, whoever stands between them and their material gains.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, communism, Islam, Nazism,
mm-hmm.
China, or Russia, the West doesn't view any of those as enemies. Whoever works for the benefit of the West is considered an ally. Whoever
right.
works against them and their interests or is the enemy. They have no principles whatsoever. That's a quote from him. So we're saying the same thing.
It's just like the Banana Republic. Okay? They didn't care if they were fascist as long as they weren't called fascist publicly. Okay? As long as it benefited the the materialistic corporation and the materialistic government, okay, where the CIA literally was controlling everything, as long as it benefited. And I made a post on TLB Talk, ladies and gentlemen, by the way. This program is sponsored by TLB Talk. I forgot to mention that at the beginning of the episode. I made a post stating... I guess I should just go ahead and bring it up here. The CIA. Okay, let me see if this will refresh. I got so many enemies here on the internet here. Okay. Oh well. Okay. So I said the CIA did bad things to make the U.S. number one. Now that the U.S. citizen is enemy of the state, can we now admit that they are terrorists? Okay. These people in the Banana Republic. Okay. For these laborers who went against what was going on, their homes, the doors were kicked in, and everyone in the house was shot up. Every one of their tombstones said terrorist on it. Let that sink in, people. Banana Republic, this is CIA business.
The Ukraine is exactly the same thing, or it's not the Ukraine. It's not the Poland or uh-huh. the Switzerland. See, right. that's something else. There's a trick with that, because if you say the Ukraine, mm-hmm. then it becomes an area, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little twist to that, too. But I've got to tell you what I found on Ukraine, just, you know, digging a little deeper, right? You find mm-hmm. out that the Ukraine became a source of... what would we call that? Money laundering, child trafficking, and torture.
Yes.
Sex trafficking. 60% of the child slaves coming from foster care institutions in the U.S. The market continues to grow exponentially in both pedophilia, slaves, and organ harvesting. Mm-hmm. Polish film producer produced a documentary on this heinous global corporation that considers human merchandise. The film was very graphic. Anyway, Ukraine became a source of sellers charging $200,000 for one kidney.
Yes.
Could this relate to Ukraine's annual population reduction, right? There's no way of knowing that. But anyway, the White House...
It could definitely be charged to their GPT.
look at this. The White House has been immersed in pedophilia since Daddy Bush became known as the affiliate in one of the Franklin cover-up scandals from 1988. And then you have
They have substantial growth that does not attribute to anything that they've done in industry. I'm not going to argue with that. Why they are considered a civilized country that needs to be saving from Russia, well, I mean, that just sort of goes without saying, doesn't it?
So it's all about blackmail, basically. That's how Ukraine is a corrupt debt default mafia, human trafficking Zionist country that is the poorest country in the entire EU.
Right. Well, it's not part of the EU, but that is what makes it the border town. So it's sort of like, okay, when you're I know what it's like being a Texan, and you have the border towns, you know, you've got Mexico, it's sort of like, you know, it's the rite of passage to go see the donkey show, right? Becoming a man, or before you get married, or whatever, it's a rite of passage. You're going to see every effed up thing in the world that you're ever going to see. And it's fueled by the American dollar, and it's just going to be overlooked by everybody. Because it's in that gray area. Ukraine is one of those gray areas. And Putin has had enough. Putin has had enough.
Let's hope that's what it is. Let's hope and pray that's what it is.
It's not that, then it's just more news filler to distract us from the transhumanistic agenda that's going on with the vaccines.
The Hunter laptop fits Hunter in there laptop. Too. Yeah, because emails from the Hunter Biden's family laptop. Right, they confirmed that he not only invested $500,000 into a biolab company based in Ukraine, but raised nearly $30 million for that lab and secured U.S. Department of Defense contracts while his father was Vice President of the United States. There you go.
Okay, they shut the planet down. Nobody's traveling, right? How are these variants of COVID traveling worldwide? How? That's just one of the depots the United States has around the world.
Disseminate. You can point at Fort Detrick also. It's a coronavirus from China all over again. This one's a coronavirus from Ukraine, and it's pointed to.
It's on my show once a year about Fort Detrick. Yes. Yes. Yeah. No, you're right on top of it, Luca. You're on top of it. I didn't mean to interrupt you. You're just so on it. God, yeah.
You know, we don't get paid for this stuff. We don't get paid for what we do. The only thing that's worth it for me is to sit here and talk to people that want to listen and that have their mind open so they can know what's coming. One guy blasted me today. He said, if you're not growing your own food, dude, he said, you don't know what's going on.
And I will put that on a t-shirt. Can you guys help us? I want that trademarked. I was actually speaking to Luke about that before the show. If you're not growing your own food garden, you don't know what's going on in the world. Absolutely. Oh, Luca, you got me laughing like a madman on this show. Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. And that's real, though. That's what's real.
See, so now I'm going to spend all next week getting stuff ready, compartmentalizing.
No, next week. We're going live tomorrow. We're back from hiatus. I just don't know how we're going to do this video platform thing. I may just have to put up with the StreamYard or something, but I wanted the video platform on my own network to be ready by now, and that's just not the case. I need you guys to donate to TLBTalk.com for us to get our video streaming service going. Well, there's just not enough people putting money. I mean, video streaming service is going to cost $3,000 a month. I mean, by itself, just get going. We are the little man trying to fight and take as much ground back as humanly possible for the common man, okay? For everybody else. You people will be on your knees flating Facebook, but for the person who's got the real product, the freedom of speech and all that, you're looking at like they, you know, it's like these women who, and yes, I'm so gonna get, SJWs, prepare to get pissed, because it's just like these women who spend their teens, their 20s, going after the party boys and saying no to the nerdy, trusty kid who's working hard to ensure a future for you. You're saying no to that one. You're partying with Facebook, right? Who's shutting you down, treating you like a dirty girl, right? Shutting you down, abusing you, because you'll take it. You'll take it, right? You'll take that abuse. Because he's the popular guy. When that nerdy kid around the corner who would love you, take care of you, treat you like a goddess, you won't give him the time of day. Yes, I'm equating all Facebook users to that female. Yeah, I'm going to take a strong stance on that. I'm equating all of you to being that female who likes to get abused just to be with the popular guy. When you got that good guy around the corner who will take care of you, who will see that you have a future, wants to have kids with you. TLBTalk.com. This is a social network where you can say anything that you want. There's no algorithm. There's no shadow banning. There's no TLBTalk jail. Doesn't exist. We found the platform. We created the platform to replace the need for Facebook. Okay, now we need your help, because bandwidth cost. We need your help. We already have the people in place to create what we need for our video platform. We just don't have the money. I'm going to be honest with you guys. We don't have the money. There's not enough supporters. But if you guys can throw us some support, throw us, you know, $5 a month, there's enough of you out there. If we can get 500, 1,000 of you throwing us $5 a month, we've created a new platform. Hell, I'm at the point. Maybe we should start selling fractions of shares or something, because this is the next big thing. There are going to be those of you out there with a show or something like that who would have the next big show, but because you invested too late or got in the game too late, you're going to be like one of many shows that gets looked over. And that's the sad part to me. Because you wouldn't bet on black. Because you wouldn't take the risk. Because you didn't want to, sadly enough, invest in your own freedom. which is pathetic to me. You don't have to go and load up a gun. You don't have to load up a musket and shoot at the British, because the British are coming. You don't have to risk your life for your freedom. All you have to risk is $5 a month. And even that's not worth, I don't see how people can complain about life if they're not willing to invest in a change. But anyways, this episode is brought to you by TLBTalk.com, who is fighting for freedom of speech. If you'd like to hop on board, you want to be a part of it, I know there's so many people out there who are like, oh, I wish I was a part of Google when before it got big. Oh, I knew I wish I was a part of YouTube before it got big. This is one of those opportunities where you can take your stake in it. And it's time. It really is time, guys. We got great content. We got Luca's content on there. And Luca, I want to give you the next minute because I know I just went on a rant.
I just lost you and I just came back on. I was lucky. I just want to finish with my disclaimer, like I always do, that everything that I come to you guys with is going to be to the truth, to the best of my knowledge. It's going to be good for everybody, and it's going to be necessary because I don't want to waste anybody's time. And I also want to apologize if you do hear me repeating myself a whole lot. But my grandmother always said, you know, if you repeat yourself a lot, that means that's good because that means you're telling the truth. It's when you lie that you invent this and you invent that and then you fly all over the place. She says, well, you know, at least when you say the same thing, people are going to go, yeah, that's just Luca talking, you know?
Well, I know I got very personal on the show tonight. I hope people appreciate it and can help us out. So with that said, guys, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Rio Show. I am your host, V, and remember, in the land of surveillance, man with third eyes king. So educate yourselves. Good night.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Say hello to my little friend.
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and they hear the lamentation of their women.
That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
True winner.
And I get the green light from Mom.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.